What's up, everybody? This is Doc Joe Brown, real name, no gimmicks, and this is Pro Wrestling Talk for the Pistons fan. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at Pro Pistons. That's PROPISTONS.
Hello? Is this thing on? Are we live? We right back like we left something. Remember our Pro Wrestling Tees store, www.prowrestlingtees.com/PWTPF, the acronyms for the show. Why am I acting like I... Hold on, let me see if the site is live. We ain't sold a t-shirt and... Hold on. Okay. It's still working. www.prowrestlingtees.com/PWTPF, the acronyms for the show.
Buy a shirt.
I'm just ghetto. I'm just so ghetto when it comes to this pod. The last episode, I couldn't even remember the last episode. Then I went back and looked. I'm like, yo, we was getting ready for SummerSlam. SummerSlam was in August. It's October. But yeah, man. That's how you know you done jacked up, when you start off a sentence. But yeah, man. And that but doesn't attach to anything. But yeah, man. So yeah, here's my... But yeah, man. It's opening night. Like, opening night just cures all. I ain't dropped an episode in 2-3 months. But yeah, man. The Pistons are 1-1. I like what I see. Feisty. Right? Just feisty. Even with the turnovers in game one, at least they're passing the ball. The ball is liquid. Just pass it. I had 2 months. So we got feisty, fearless. Like, don't be scared. You notice Isaiah Stewart, he doesn't think about taking the three. He just takes the three. He's confident. So I guess not the word spirit, it's confidence. They take their shots with confidence. And you didn't see a lot of that last year. You just didn't see it, right? Especially with Killian, because y'all was on his head. I'm like, Killian got like 8 turnovers. We ain't got nobody to pass it to. He don't have nobody to pass it to. Number 97? Who is he going to pass to? 97? And it's only 2 games, but I like the next man up mentality. You see Sasa coming there? Just Sasa just coming there. Like the bench players play as if they're starting. Or they play as if, like, you know what? Now I really got to turn up the heat. I really got to turn it up. So I like that. I like that next man up mentality. You saw it a lot which to me, you know, it was like a no-brainer. When I saw Ivy play last year, I was like, he's a 6-man. He's a Manu because he's such a spark. He's faster than everybody. But, yeah, I just saw him as a 6. I don't want to get breaking because I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan. You know, you got a lot of podcasts out here. I was a guy. I coached high school basketball. You coach high school basketball. What is it? Just NBA. And just off the eye test, things that I really don't like. Oh, wait. One more thing. The coaching staff. I said this before, and this is not racist or anything. These are the players are young. They're urban. They're from urban areas. They listen to rap music. We needed a real black coach. That's no offense to Dwayne Casey at all, but we needed somebody to say, What up, though? Turn up that Lil Wayne. And we got it. We got Jared Jack. We got the guy, Silas. We got, and then the head coach. Right. Why am I losing my words? Monty Williams. Monty Wood. Like, we need somebody. Turn up that Pac. We need somebody to come in practice and say, turn up that Pac. Now, I don't know. Maybe Dwayne Casey is, but this just seems real. I see people dapping up on the bench. You know, you just didn't see that a lot with Dwayne Casey. Grimming. People get dunks. They're like, yeah. Yeah, so with that, the players can just be themselves more. That's critical. Critical. Opening night is tonight. Hopefully you're listening to this going to the game. Turn us up. Now, it's been nice all week in Detroit, and now it gets cold today. What's the saying? If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. That's I've been washing my truck all week. Then today, the chill going to set in a little bit. Just a little chilly. So the Pistons versus Bulls, 7 p.m. Eastern time at Little Caesars Arena, the house that Blake built until further notice. I said it. Yeah, I said it. Let me take this sidebar because it's my show and I can do whatever I want to do. And I don't have no sponsor and I pay the bill or whatever. Is it a bill connected? I got to ask my wife. But stop with the Pistons could have had Donovan Mitchell. Just stop that. Stop that, because you're acting like it's a 1 or 2. You basically, that just confirms you don't watch any games. We're moved on from that. We're past that. This is not a Sam Bowie, Michael Jordan situation, okay? It's not Darko Mello. It's not Chris Paul, Andrew Bogut. Is it Bogut or Bugat? You know what I'm talking. Whatever draft that was. This is not that. This just shows your basketball knowledge is about at a 2 on a scale of 60. I just randomly picked. I just wanted to pick a high number, but it's low. Because let me tell you something. Don't you think Philly would have rather had Donovan Mitchell than Markelle Fultz? Don't you think that Phoenix would have rather had Donovan Mitchell than Josh Jackson? Don't you think that Orlando would have had So yeah, I wanted to go over again the fan experience. I wanted to go over the schedule and highlight a couple theme nights going on this year at Little Caesars Arena. Cause I'm at the game. I'm at most of the game. Even when I say I'm not, I said this the other day. Even when I say I'm not at the game, I'm usually at the game. I just don't want to be bothered. So I say I'm not going to the game. Then I go to the game, put on a hoodie and a hat and the sunglasses and just sit there, right? So like I'm famous or something. Ain't nobody going to bother me. I get face out. Right? But that's what I do sometimes. Park on Temple Street. Go sit way up. Go sit so far in the nosebleed the usher say, get down. Get down. That's not where your seats are. Get down here, sir. Opening night tonight, there's a t-shirt on every chair, okay? So you take the t-shirt that's on your chair. Don't take the t-shirt on the chair next to you. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works, okay? I'm going to be late. There's no statue. I might pop up fourth quarter, and I want my shirt to be there. I didn't leave it there for you. That's mine. Wednesday, November 2nd, it looked like they had hoops for troops. I don't know what that is. It might have some troops out there full uniform hooping. The in-season tournament, Friday, November 6th and Tuesday, November 14th. Back-to-back, boom, boom. We got Philly on Friday, November 10th, sorry. And then Tuesday, November 14th is Atlanta. Those are the in-season tournament games. We only have two, and then the rest of them are on the road. In it for my city night. Looks like we get a bucket hat when Denver visits on Monday, November 20th. That would be the Jokic game. I don't know what the bucket hat looks like. I'm not a bucket hat guy. I'm skinny. Not a bucket hat guy. So I don't need a bucket hat. I don't think they put these on a chair. I think they give these away. And my hope is that they upped it. Previous years, it's always been the first 5,000. Up that. 10. Do 10. 10,000. You can do 10K. Also, as I'm going through the schedule, they have the uniforms listed. Sometimes we're wearing the blue, and then sometimes we're wearing the white, and then they have the mystery. I guess they haven't officially revealed the alternate uniforms yet. Maybe we'll get an alternate, like, city edition, and then we'll get maybe a tournament edition jersey. I know from an inventory standpoint, and considering the fact that there is only two tournament games at home, maybe two more on the road, I just don't see them having a city edition and a tournament edition, but crazier things have happened. Crazier thing. In it for my city night. I think they did this last year. They got a couple of these. So in it for my city night is Wednesday, November 29th when the Lakers come. And then they have a Jaden Ivey hat design night on December 2nd. Hat designed by Jaden Ivey. I would assume they're giving those away at the door. Look. If it ain't New Era Mitchell and Ness, I probably won't rock it. It's just going to be straight to a cut the grass hat. But, you know, and I didn't know that Jaden Ivey was a designer. I didn't know, you know. It ain't that Ralph, though. And I'm assuming it's a baseball hat, but it might be a Scully. It's Scully season. I have no idea what this is. December 11th, season of giving. December 13th, season of giving. You'll notice that big gap from December 2nd to the 11th. That's for the in-season tournament. Then they have holiday game, December 21st against the Utah. It just says holiday game. I have no idea. Season of Giving presented by Kroger. So I have no idea. Let's go up to another giveaway. December 26th versus the Brooklyn Nets. And again, up into 10K. That 5K stuff. Don't do that because then all that do is hurt the kids. The kids run around. There's a bunch of grown men like me with the bobblehead. I can't give it to you, but, you know, just you can look. You can look. I got to get it back. You get on eBay. People selling stuff they didn't have for free. Up it to 10K. But it just says Pistons legend bobblehead. Since last year they gave away Isaiah and Joe Dumars. I mean, you know, the greatest Pistons of all time up there with Ben Wallace. I mean, but I'm ready personally for a Dennis Dennis Rodman bobblehead. That I think that would be great. I would like that, a little throwback Dennis Rodman. Maybe Vinny Johnson. Vinny Johnson has a big head already. So he's a great bobblehead guy. And I'm not like insulting. I'm just saying, like I said that about Jalen Dern, I think, in the Discord. Great bobblehead guy. His head is already sizable. Pause. I guess I should pause that. Now, they have basketball for all abilities. I actually enjoy this game because then they have the wheelchair game at halftime. And I'm not trying to be funny. I think that's, like, wheelchair hoops, you have to be in shape. Your arms, man, that's always impressive. And they have some really good teams. So I've always, you know, basketball for all abilities night, Saturday, December 30th. Let's scroll down. Thompson Twins bobblehead. Now, I hope it's, like, a double bobblehead. That's what I hope. But I doubt the Pistons would be giving away, like, a Houston Rockets bobblehead. So I don't know how they're going to do this. This is going to be interesting, but I would hope it was like a double platform and both of them, one in the Pistons jersey, one in the Rockets jersey. Maybe if the Rockets are doing it when we visit, they would give the same one away in Houston. I don't know. But this one is one of the most interesting giveaways that I'm – one of the giveaways that I'm most interested in. That's Friday, January 12th. And then we got hat designed by Monte Morris, okay. Is that a Scully? Is that a baseball hat? Like I said, if it's a baseball hat and it's not New Era, not Mitchell and S, it's going right in the shed. So when I cut the grass, that's what I'm putting on. Cade Cunningham, this will be like his third or fourth bobblehead on Saturday, February 24th. Lunar New Year, I like that one too. Women's Empowerment Night, March 7th. Los Pistons Night, Los Pistons, March 11th against the Hornets. 313 Day. I think they've finally heard me that we should always have a game on March 13th. So that's the, what's the giveaway? Is it just, look, Ally, 313 Day presented by Ally. That's just it. They don't even know yet. Probably a scarf. Dang, I talked too much. We got to get to the CM Punk discussion, but because we're already at 13 minutes. That Jalen Durham bobblehead is March 17th. 317. Michael Jordan birthday, February 17th. So one thing that has not been mentioned, and the Pistons sometimes will do this halfway through the season, it's the 20th anniversary of the 04 Going to Work Pistons championship. And I haven't heard anything about recognition, celebrate. They didn't do it at 10. They didn't do it at 15. Maybe I'm looking at this Pacers game on March 20. Maybe since they haven't announced it, it might be there. And the Pacers were like one of their big rivals during that time. It definitely ain't happening at this Lakers game on November 29th because they would have been promoting it. So, I don't know. On the other side of this drop, we're going to start talking about CM Punk. I will see you at the games. I doubt it. You know what? Let me, before this drop, look, if they do a 20th anniversary, it's probably going to be like some, like, giveaway or something because, look, I just thought Chauncey, he's unavailable. Tayshaun, he's unavailable. Rasheed, they're all involved in the industry. So it's like, no Chauncey, no Tayshaun, no she. Just stop it. Stop it. Yeah. L.A. night, yeah. You want to have some real heat. You want to have some real, you want to talk about some crowd heat, some wrestling crowd heat. Bring back Darko for a 20.
What up, though? This is Grumpy Otis with a zero from the What Up, Though podcast. And you are now listening to Pro Wrestling Talk for the Pistons fan.
Be careful tonight. You know, Detroit's just so crazy. You know, why don't they install a bridge on Woodward to get to the arena? You know, playing Frogger and everybody running and bam, get out the way. You blah, blah, blah. Just be careful out there. Use the crosswalks. Ignore the big hole in front of the arena where the hotel was supposed to go. Anyway, CM Punk, man. Cookie Monster. It's like I'm late, but it feels timely. I wanted to talk about CM Punk because, yeah, I wanted to talk about it. Like, this guy is literally the most controversial, one of the most controversial figures in wrestling. And he's not like to my, well, no, he's straight edge. He's like not on drugs. He's not an alcoholic. He's just, this guy is funny, man. This guy is funny. So you guys help me. Comment on the story if I have it right. Because I wasn't there. You see people on Twitter and they're fans like me. And then they say the story. I'm like, were you there? No, I wasn't there. This is what I heard. Wrestling is like one of those things where it's not, it's unregulated almost, right? So it's not like the NBA. It's like, did James Wiseman play tonight? No, he had a DNP. Where wrestling is like if your favorite wrestler doesn't show up, you don't really know. It's not like DNP, you know, executive producer, writer's decision. It's just like, I don't know if they were at the arena or not. You just don't know. And then you wait on the Meltzer report, and then Meltzer said, from what I understand, he was there, but they didn't have anything for him, right? But all of that is a rumor. So it's like, people say what they thought happened to CM Punk, but I'm like, how do you know? I don't know. I just heard Meltzer say. And I'm not one of those guys, like, comment, like, get back at me. You know what I mean? Like, you watch some YouTube videos, and like, I'm doing all the work. You leave a comment, but really, correct me if I have this right? I mean, if I have it wrong or whatever, just add to the story. Hit me up on the Twitter machine. What do you know for sure? So I still am not quite clear on what happened at Brawl Out. I like that, Brawl Out, All Out in the fall, because all I know is that some type of Meltzer told me some type of altercation happened, right? And then I read, as I was kind of researching, I don't research for the podcast, I have a good time, but I was just trying to look. Somebody said that he bit somebody? Like the story is getting... like, he got in a fight and bit somebody? Like, bit one of the Young Bucks? And then another one was like, well, the guy Ace Steel threw a chair at Kenny Omega. I'm like, what? So, but none of that, what was that from? Why? Why are we fighting each other? It's kind of like Pistons Twitter. Why? We're terrible. We're a secondary company. And I don't mean like it's a bad company, but what could generate such a, where you're biting somebody? You're biting somebody. And then the crazy, I guess it's not crazy. You throw a chair at somebody, you're biting somebody. The guy's name is Ace Steel. Like, they're just your homeboy, Ace Steel. But anyway, they all had titles at the time. They so it's not like, what are you upset about? You're being booked to be at the top of the company. I think one had the Trios. CM Punk had the world title, right? Only thing higher than that is the Universal. They say Roman Reigns is the Universal Undisputed. He's the mega, mega, mega champion. Like, okay, so now we're fast forwarding. So in between all that, for some reason, he was off work. If you bite somebody, yes, you cannot come back to work, right? We have to straighten out. AEW gets another show. A Saturday night show. And they're like, you know, if these guys are throwing chairs at each other, biting each other, we're just going to put, kind of like WWE does. You got your SmackDown roster. You have your Raw roster. So they had their Dynamite roster. And then they had their Collision. I almost called it AEW Colliders, right? So they had the Collision roster. All seemed well. All really did seem well. Like, hey, he doesn't have to see them. He doesn't have to see them. So then they do the big show overseas. It was like on a Sunday afternoon. I remember it. And this is where the story gets so crazy. Somebody called me at 1 a.m. Really? That was my wife. That was my wife. And I had to unclog the sink. I had to unclog this. But the sink is unclogged. She wanted to confirm that the sink. I respect that too, because she don't want liquid plumber splashing up at her while she tried to brush her teeth. So anyway. But Jack Perry, like, what does Jack Perry have to do to this? Jack Perry is Luke Perry's son. Remember the guy from 90210? Danny Aaron, Danny Aaron. I was watching this on my phone because I ordered it. And Luke Perry comes out and he says, hey, this is Real Glass. And I thought, this is cool. Yeah, Real Glass. So, yeah. And then that really makes CM Punk mad. Well, at least that's what I heard, because Meltzer said, well, apparently they said they couldn't have Real Glass. Like, none of this is really adding up. And so then Tony Khan says the next week, I was at work and I was scared for my life. How? You own the company. What? So, yeah, I didn't report any news there. I just kind of caught you all up on stuff you already know. But the casuals may look up CM Punk and be like, wow, all this was going on. And this is why we love wrestling, pro wrestling. Pro wrestling rocks. Because it's not the story, it's the story behind the story. TNA is coming back. Total nonstop action, right? So they were TNA, they had the six-sided ring, and then they rebranded the Global Force Wrestling. No, what the hell did I say Global Force Wrestling? Impact Wrestling. But there was a Global Force Wrestling. Wasn't there a Global Force Wrestling? There was a global force. But no, they rebranded to Impact. I liked Impact. Impact Wrestling. But I guess you couldn't really have those cool letters like WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW. So they're back. TNA, Total Nonstop Action. And I'm going to tell you, look up the promo on YouTube and maybe just type in TNA Returns. This is one of some of the best promo work TNA has done in a while. They're not bringing back the six-sided ring, but I think they should have six-sided ring nights, right? And I'll admit, when TNA, if they said they're going to be touring again, I guess more free, well, Meltzer said, right? But, or maybe Sean Rice Sapp. I don't know why. Nostalgia is so great. Like, even in a few years, if they go back to Impact, then it's going to be like, oh, Impact is, why is nostalgia so great? Like, I wasn't even like, it would be dope. Now, what would be dope if it was NWA TNA? That would be so dope because NWA needs some help. But I guess they don't need help. I guess they know who their fans are. It's just not me. But they got a TV contract. So I would love to see that, like that Impact. I'm calling Impact again. Look at me. I said all that to say that if TNA, if they're doing tours again and they come to Detroit, I'm going. I don't even know how I got out there. And it used to be NWA TNA. That's all I wanted to say. But I'm a babbler. I need to get a podcast. The last thing that I would like to talk about for today's episode is Ring of Honor. And I'm just confused again. I don't want to give you calisthenics, likes, comment, subscribe, you know, I don't want to do all that. But what I'm trying to figure out is, what is Ring of Honor? Like, I'm trying to help me figure out what it is. Like, I'm very clear on, and I know they're going to call me a fanboy. Oh, you're just a WWE fanboy, whatever. So you got Raw is the cable show. It's a bit edgier, right? It has a main roster of stars in the WWE. You have SmackDown, which is a national TV show, which is really kind of like for the casual fan. It has their most popular stars on there. Then you have the developmental brand, which is NXT. And then you have like tryouts for the developmental brand, which is Level Up. And I'm fine with like, if you don't follow that format, right? But what is Ring of Honor? Because I think of Ring of Honor, like the way it was introduced to me was like, and I'm talking like early 2000s. Like this is the best wrestlers from the independent scene, right? So that's where you got your CM Punk, your Daniel Bryan's, you know, like, anyway. But now it just seems like, hey, if we can't fit you on Dynamite and Colliders, then we just put you on Ring of Honor. Is that right? Am I looking at that correctly? Okay. Yo, man, y'all people who steal Cadillac converters off cars are whack. But I will say this. If your Cadillac converter has been stolen, don't pull up to the trunk or treat. You know, we don't need to scare the kids for real. And then the fumes come out. You're polluting, air pollution. All right.